In the 50s, George Martin had produced some very funny and experimental records with Peter Sellers. In the mid-60s, they were back together with Peter covering Help and A Hard Day's Night in his own inimitable way.
It has been a hard day's night, and I have been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get you money to buy you things. And it's worth it just to hear you say you are going to give me everything. That's why I love to come home. 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you, holding me tight.
Tight.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log.
But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right.
On August 12th, A Hard Day's Night opens in 500 cinemas across the U.S. 15,000 copies of the film were made, more than any other in the history of the cinema. 7 days later, the Beatles began the largest and most exhaustive tour of their careers.
First of all, we go to the West Coast, which is San Francisco, you know, all around there. And apparently, when we get to San Francisco, it's been arranged that we'll have a ticker tape welcome, you know, about those. I mean, that's great. I can't imagine that. But it sounds very good. And we do concerts in very big places like Hollywood Bowl and the Cow Palace, where all this election stuff for the President of America has been recently. And that place, actually, one thing about that place is it holds 18,000 people. And somebody told us from America that the tickets, the 18,000 tickets were sold out in 3 hours, which, you know, I really can't believe. It still amazes me. It's ridiculous. We go all over America. We go to 25 big cities playing similar type dates to that. And we finish up actually in New York, I think, doing a big charity concert there in New York.
On August 23rd, they perform in concert at the Hollywood Bowl. This concert would later be released by Capitol in North America. After the show, John gives his reaction.
And the bowl was marvelous. Well, it was so good. It was almost too well behaved, you know. They were very good, weren't they? I've never seen a crowd so big, so well behaved. Really, you know, somebody did a great job.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow, wow. We'd like to sing. Wow. Well, we'd like to sing a song now. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah! Good. I can't find it. For money, come on again, buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give. Love me so.
Although they had 7 days rest during the tour, road manager Mal Evans was quoted as saying that each of them had lost about 20 pounds in sweat. During the tour, the Beatles made what was probably their first political stand. They refused to play a concert in Jacksonville, Florida, if the audience was racially segregated. Paul said they all felt strongly about civil rights and the segregation issue. All of the concerts were strictly controlled by Brian Epstein. While they could easily have charged much more for the tickets, Epstein said they wouldn't allow it because it wasn't fair to the fans. Promoters had to agree to the price set out by the Beatles, and actually, they were happy just to have them appear. The Beatles brought a touch of England with them on the tour. Photographer on the tour, John Rowlands, gives us a description of their dressing rooms.
The dressing room was decked out to make them feel like they were eating in a ballroom at a hotel. A lot of drapes and a carpet on the floor, first time I'd seen it at the Gardens. And they ate English food, especially prepared for them, in attempts to try and cut out the hotel crap, I guess, but rice pudding for dessert, that type of thing, you know. Backstage, there were police everywhere, because although they weren't seen out front, they did not know what to gauge this type of crowd. It's brand new for these hockey halls to suddenly have 18,000 screaming kids at them. And police ringed the stage and backstage to reinforce those guys in case anything happened. There were another three times the amount of police just standing by.
The tour ended on September 20th with a charity concert in New York. John is asked by a reporter to say goodbye to America.
Good night and thanks for the bread.
They had traveled over 22,000 miles and spent 60 hours in the air. For the Beatles, the excitement and hysteria turned to an endless sea of screaming faces.
What did it do to you? You seem to be in a...
They were just like four boys. They really liked them. They're real great guys. It didn't really hit me. And then you see somebody, they're singing, and I don't know what they do. They just change you. They're not what they do. They're just so much better. They're just like a mess for you. It's what they seem like. Every little move is for you and no one else. It seems so personal, but yeah, it's just for everybody.
Did you ever expect the concert to do this to you?
Oh, no, I came here to sing. I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to do anything. So here I am crying. And the thing is, I touched Paul the other day. I thought, well, that's not going to be nothing. I touched Paul McCartney. And now I can't touch him again ever again. Never. I got his autograph.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
I just think that oh, the most wonderful person I've ever met my whole life. I just love him.
In 10 minutes, if this goes on, the whole stadium will be carried out.
You know, I don't think that some of these teenage girls are emotionally equipped to handle this. You know, they've idolized these fellas for so long, and now, gee, here they are, really in the flesh, and they just can't cope with it. Listen to this.
It's mass hypnosis, Jack. As soon as they do something, the Beatles, anything, you notice how the reaction is?
They run, go to the cars, running behind the stage, and I believe, from what we can see, they're behind the stage right now.
No, they're getting in the car.
Are they getting in the car?
Motorcycle
escort already? Boy, that's what I call quick.
FM.
To the FM, okay.
I would like to say right now that you've been a swell crowd here tonight, so let's keep up the good work. And it gives me a great deal of pleasure on behalf of the PNE and C Fund to present the Beatles!
Just what are the Beatles going to get out of this tonight in the way of money?
Well, they're going to get 60% of everything that comes in here, Jack.
I think it's going to be an extremely good crowd. I know my wife gave my daughter a tranquilizer before bringing her.
Why don't you bring me one?
Those skinny little guys. You can't weigh 130 pounds.
A piece. Is that
No, it's a corporate. Wait, no, they are small little guys, and they look friendly, quite shy little fellas, actually.
Yeah. Is that real hair?
It is. Yeah, one of them needed a shave, yes. I didn't know which one that was. I don't know one. All I know is Ringo. He's the ugly one. They aren't very big, you know. For all that money and all that fame, they aren't. The four of them are about the same size, and, well, they wouldn't play basketball. That's all I can say.
No.
Have you been doing some errands tonight for the Beatles?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I ran and got salt and salted Ringo's hamburger.
No kidding.
And not only that, I believe 19-cent hamburgers. They got them from King's. Now, with the money they make, I think at least they would have a steak.
Were they all having hamburgers, Fulton?
Yes, they all have hamburgers and milkshakes.
And tell me, did they eat with both hands or just one hand?
Both hands.
What
are
the
difference
to say with their feet?
They give the teenagers something in the way of nonconformity, and I think every teenager, that's what they look for. Especially in this day and age, they stress nonconformity, and that's what the Beatles are.
We put the name The Beatles right across the top because we think that the girls in America are going to want to be associated with the Beatles, and that is certainly evidenced by what you've seen around here in the last day. Matter of fact, we might have jumped the gun a little bit. We've already sold some of these.
They were pushed and shoved from hotel room to concert hall to airport and airplane and through the unbelievable repetition of questions from the press.
Who came up with the name Beatles and what does it really mean?
John thought of the name Beatles and he'll tell you about it now. it means Beatles, doesn't it? You know, that's just a name. You know, like shoe. The shoes. You see, we could have been called the shoes for all you know.
Is it true that Pete Best was going to see you at one time?
No,
it is not.
What you seem to have more over here than we have here in England.
Concerning Jane, are you engaged to her in any way?
Nothing. No. Right. There's so many rumors that have reached America, you know, about us, which are just completely untrue. That's another of them.
Concerning you and your wife, I asked you this once before when you were here last time. Is your wife expecting a child now?
No, she isn't. They keep writing about it in these damn fool magazines. Damn fool, I say, and I repeat it.
Yes.
Sample magazines, they keep writing stories about how she broke it to me and all that. I'm not having a baby, she's not having a baby.
There's a baby that you're leaving the Beatles, is that true?
That's another silly, you know. I don't know where to start.
Do you consider yourself a little twisted?
No, not really.
When did the jelly beans business start?
Been asked this millions of times, of course, because everybody wants to know. About 6 months after we started, it just got ridiculous in the end, you know. Got millions every day.
What was the most unusual gift you've ever received?
I once received a bra.
You did?
Yeah. With I Love John embroidered on it. I didn't keep it, mind. It didn't fit.
We were never too keen on American people until we got here. Because from things you've seen in films and things that's heard on radio, and so I wasn't very impressed with American people until we got over here.
Still, the hysteria continues as Brian Epstein is offered $10 million for his interest in the Beatles. When they return from America, the Beatles begin work on Beatles for Sale and their next single. On October 1st, VJ Records releases The Beatles vs. the Four Seasons. Frankie Valli comments.
The record company just did it on their very own. The Beatles, we were fans of the Beatles and they were also fans of ours. I had spent some time with them when they were appearing in Rome and I was on vacation. And they'd come to see us when we were doing a tour in England, I think in 1963 or 62, the first tour we ever did. And those are some really great people.
On October 9th, 1964, the Beatles begin another British tour. Needless to say, the Beatles topped the bill. On November 27th, the Beatles released their eighth single on Parlophone. Although it's a John Lennon song, the importance of George Harrison on the piece can hardly be overstated. It was written at a recording session, and the whole piece is tied together around the opening feedback and subsequent guitar line played by John. There are stories about the feedback being an accident, which weren't true. George's playing throughout the piece was top-notch and years ahead of anyone else. John contributes some great singing and plays the other guitar in the lead duet.
Good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little. She's so glad she's telling the world that her baby buys the things, you know. He buys the diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's mine, you know, she tells me all the time, you know, she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys the things, you know, he buys the things, you know she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
The B-side is a good rocker written and sung this time by Paul. There was some criticism about Paul singing the song in too high a register.
They thought I'd picked the wrong key. You know, you get those people who come up and say, why did you sing it that high? You should have sung it in a lower key. Because it sounded like I was screeching it. But ladies and gentlemen, that was on purpose, honest.
On December 4th, partially for the Christmas market and partially to keep the excitement alive, Parlophone releases Beatles for Sale. It featured a sleeve picture showing four very tired faces. The picture was taken on their return from the hectic American tour a few months before. Some people have said that if they had had more time to rest and reflect, they would have come up with more original material.
I guess that they weren't being quite so prolific at that time, and so they thought, well, let's do these ones we've always fancied them.
There are eight original tracks and six cover versions on the new LP.
Two Carl Perkins, one Little Richard, one Chuck Berry, right, and one Dr. Feelgood, and that's the rest.
Under the conditions, the Beatles did very well. In the liner notes, Derek Taylor says, "The magic of the Beatles is, I suspect, timeless and ageless. It has broken all frontiers and barriers. It has cut through differences of race, age, and class. It is adored by the world." The first side of the album starts off with one of John's best songs. His vocal is double-tracked, and he's helped out by Paul and George. John's knack of singing against a rhythm is unlike anyone else's. The singer and the song are great.
This happened once before, but I came to your door, no reply. They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. I saw the light, I saw the light. I know that you saw me, but I looked up to see your face. I tried to telephone, they said you were not home. That's a lie, 'cause I know where you've been. I saw you walk in your door. I nearly died, I nearly died, 'cause you walked hand in hand with another man in my place. If I were you, I'd realize that I love you more than any other guy. And I'll forgive the lies that I heard before. Telephone, you said you were not home. That's a lie, 'cause I know where you've been. I saw you walk in your door. I nearly died, I nearly died, 'cause you walk hand in hand with another man in my place. No reply. No reply.
Another personal song for John, which features him singing lead and playing harmonica. They were heavily influenced by Bob Dylan during this period, and here is a good example.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I love someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. What have I done to deserve such a fate? I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
John and Paul sing the next one, which may be indicative of the pressures they were under at the time.
baby's in black and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do? She thinks of him and so she dresses in black. And though he'll never come back, she's dressed in black. Oh dear, what can I do? Baby's in black and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do? I think of her, but she thinks only of him. And though it's only a whim, she thinks of him. Oh, how long will it take till she sees the mistake she has made? Dear, what can I do? Baby's in black and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do? She thinks of him, and so she dresses in black. And though he'll never come back, she's dressed in black. Oh dear, what can I do? Baby's in black, and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do?
The next is a classic piece of rock and roll written by one of the kings, Chuck Berry. John and Paul are joined by producer George Martin, all of them playing on one piano. John sings as he did back in the Hamburg days.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I got no kick against modern jazz, unless I try to play it too darn fast. I lose the beauty of the melody until it sounded like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's got a took my love on all across the track. A big event, a man, a whale attack. I must admit they had a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a bad beat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they had a jubilee. Then go to folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking homebrew from a wooden cup. The folks are dancing, they got all shook up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. Don't get to hear them play a tango. And in the mood they take a mambo. It's way too early for the congo. So keep a rockin' that piano. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it. It's got a black beat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Well, it's got rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me.
Here's another very melodic piece by Paul. He sings lead, some of it double-tracked on this acoustic ballad.
One day you'll look to see a gun, or tomorrow may rain, so
I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. If tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Dr. Feelgood's song is done with an unusual arrangement here. Paul introduces it on Hammond organ, and George is playing an old African drum. John sings.
Send my girl. We love you, Mr. Moonlight. On the night you don't come my way, oh, I pray and pray more each day. But we love you, Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight, come again, please. Here I am on my knees, begging if you please.
And the night you don't come my way, we love you,
Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight.
The next piece is actually a medley comprising a Little Richard arrangement of the Lieber Stoller song Kansas City. It finished with Hey, 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 written by Little Richard Penniman and sung by Paul.
A long, long time since my baby's been gone.
Side 2 opens with another Lennon and McCartney original, which became a big single for them in North America.
Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe, just like I need you. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. Love you every day, girl. Always on. Show I care. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Yes, you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe, just like I need you. Oh, hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week, I love you. 8 days a week is not enough to show I care. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all the time. Hold me. Love me, hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. 8 days a week.
Now, another favorite from Buddy Holly. It features Paul and John sharing lead with help from George while Ringo plays a packing case.
Hold me close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
Two Carl Perkins songs were used on the album, both of them better suited to the voices of Ringo and George. This first one is sung by Ringo. Perkins was in London at the time of the recording and was asked to come by the studio to help. They called him Mr. Perkins.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth, how is love real? But well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is too doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on yours one time for me. Stepping around, Well, honey, don't. I said, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on George the Ringo one time.
John and Paul sing another of their compositions, on which Ringo is playing timpani. John is playing lead guitar, Paul is singing and playing bass, but George is not present.
When I'm walking beside her, people tell me I'm lucky. Yes, I know I'm a lucky guy. I remember the first time I was lonely without her. Can't stop thinking about her now. Every little thing she does for me, yeah. And you know the things she does for me, ooh. When I'm with her, I'm happy. Just to know that she loves me. Yes, I know that she loves me now. There is one thing I'm sure of. I will love her forever. For I know love will never die. Every little thing she does for me, yeah. And you know the things she does for me. Every little thing she does for me.
she does. She does for me.
John says that this is a very personal song as well, which he sings with Paul.
I don't want to spoil the party, so I'll go. I would hate my disappointment to show. There's nothing for me here, so I will disappear. If she turns up while I'm gone, please let me know. I've had a drink or two and I don't care. There's no fun in what I do when she's not there. I wonder what went wrong. I've waited far too long. I think I'll take a walk and look for her. Though tonight she's made me sad, if I find her, I'll be glad. I do love her. I don't want to spoil her body, so I'll go. I would hate my disappointment to show. There's nothing for me here, so I will disappear. If she turns up while I'm gone, please let me know. She's made me sad. I still love her. If I find her, I'll be glad. I still love her. Though I've had a drink or two and I don't care. There's no fun in what I do if she's not there. I wonder what went wrong. I waited far too long. I think I'll take a walk and look for her.
Paul wrote this one and sings lead.
What you're doing to me? What
what you're doing to me. What you're doing to me.
The final song on the album is the other rockabilly number by Carl Perkins. This time, George sings. When Carl Perkins heard him play it, he said he was very impressed.
Well, he took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Woke up last night, 4:30. 50 women knocking on my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. I didn't say late. All the home had a 19 day. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. I didn't say late. All the home had a 19 day. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
There it is, Beatles for Sale, their fourth LP. In North America, in December, Capitol released their offering for the Christmas market, Beatles 65, composed of 8 songs from Beatles for Sale, the I Feel Fine single, and the song I'll Be Back from A Hard Day's Night. At about the same time, Capitol released 2 Lennon and McCartney songs, which became hits as done by Peter and Gordon, I Don't Want to See You Again, and Nobody I Know. Peter Asher explains.
Well, again, we were looking for a follow-up, and we'd written one ourselves.
So we went back to this club again.
We were listening to some other stuff, and then they wrote this one for us and said, you know, how about this one? And this was the best song we'd been offered, so we recorded it.
Nobody I know could love me more than you. You can give me so much love, it seems untrue. Listen to the bird who sings it to the tree, and then when you've heard him, see if you agree. Nobody I know could love you more than me. Everywhere I go, the sun comes shining through. Everyone I know is sure it shines for you. Even in my dreams, I look into your eyes. Suddenly it seems I've found a paradise. Everywhere I go, the sun comes shining through. It means so much to be a part of a heart of a wonderful one. When other lovers are gone, we'll live on. We'll live on.
Even in my dreams I look into your eyes. Suddenly it seems I've found a paradise. Everywhere I go the sun comes shining through. Nobody I know could love me more than you. You can give me so much love, it seems untrue. Listen to the bird who sings it to the tree, and then when you've heard him, see if you agree. Nobody I know could love you more than me. Nobody I know could love you more than me.
If the spirit of Christmas 1964 hadn't affected Beatle fans already, it must have soon after December 18th, with the release of another Beatles Christmas record sent to all members of the fan club, which now boasted a membership of 65,000.
Hello everybody, this is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are, indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along since the old days of Love Me Do. So many years ago, it seems.
Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Sir, to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad handwriter. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry good year. Crimble, maybe, and I hand you to George, who'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John, thank you.
Hi there!
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Expect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it, and we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, big laugh. Yeah, it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George.
Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything. For enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Expect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beatle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand and Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great.
Okay.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Can you wash it clean?
Can you wash it clean? Can you wash your bottle, sir? Can you wash it clean?
Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
At the same time, a few girl groups did seasonal songs to the Beatles.
I'm dreaming of a Christmas with the Beatles. And what a merry Christmas it would be. When Santa drives up bringing John beside him singing a pretty Christmas carol to me. A pretty Christmas carol to me. Santa, when your hair cut like George, or will he look weird? Even wearing beautiful, picture him without his beard.
Also at Christmas time, EMI announced that they had sold 750,000 copies of Beatles for Sale in Britain alone in only 2 weeks. Most of the world's media could not do a year's summation without mentioning the Beatles.
No view of 1964 could possibly be complete without a mention of the four young men from Liverpool who set the musical world on its ear. The word Beatles meant success in every way, in every land. The Mop Top Quartet is headed by elder John Lennon, who thought up the name.
I just thought of it, you know, as a name arose by any other.
Paul McCartney writes most of the songs.
What normally happens is that when sort of the girls are screaming, though, people notice it more. I think, you know, that it's a different kind of audience reaction to the one you normally get. I don't know, it's the young people's way of showing their appreciation.
George Harrison is the middleman, and Ringo Starr is the non-singing Beatle on the drums.
It's my second name, Starkey, so you couldn't have a name like Ringo Starkey, so I just cut it in half, so. Ringo Starr is, folks.
These, then, are the Beatles, part of the diverse world of 1964, year in review.